K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Snowy Monday continues here for this podcast, recording of this podcast here December 1st, 2025. It's your very, very, very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast here. All things K-State sports, football. And I recorded a recruiting episode last week, which has not aired yet. So that's coming out pretty soon. Usually here and every once in a blue moon, we talk recruiting on this podcast and K-State football. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about this year. Obviously, as soon as the bowl game is over, we don't even know where we're going yet, obviously, because K-State just turned bowl eligible over the weekend over Colorado, not so looking good at performance, but K-State, just like they've really done all year long in these ugly-ass wins, get the 6 wins, 6-6, and await their bowl destination slash opponent. So that's going to come more likely than this upcoming Sunday. We'll find out where they're going for sure there as well. I do know right now, as we're recording this podcast, this snow has picked up. Get here the very first day of December, and of course, the first actual snow day. It actually snowed a little bit. Well, snow flurries downtown when I was downtown on a run yesterday morning, and I'm trying to get myself right for this New York build. I did say that. Yeah, I'll repeat that again. New York build, not the marathon, but the half marathon. And for those of you EG3 listeners out there, I have not spoiled that one. I just did on this podcast there as well. So yeah, all the attention has turned there. I'm trying to get right. So use this kind of downtime on that end to get myself right, to get right here. And hopefully, well, the target is definitely next week to start building back up or entering in to a new block there, the half marathon block. The much anticipated, which I did not see coming. I did not see that coming whatsoever. You might as well call that even a actual early Christmas gift, if you will, there. So now I got to turn my attention and get myself situated, which I do not like planning at all. But for this instance here, I have to actually plan, have a plan, game plan going in, and actually have a plan B, actually, for that matter. So obviously it's still very, very early, but hey, as I've always said between both the podcasts, once it's here, it's like, oh damn, I got 2 weeks, I ain't ready. so there's that. But for K-State recruiting, obviously I don't know how, like, I think on a game day the Power Cat podcast, I don't know who said it, but he couldn't believe that the way we've been playing on the football field, we're still getting these types of recruits, especially, well, in particularly with K-State. In history of K-State, we've always relied on JUCOs. And the fact that Brian Haley's spot on, we got to get back to getting top junior recruits, whether it's Hutchinson, Kansas, we're going to get into right here for the second straight time here, as K-State, once again, has flipped another commit over to the Wildcats here. This is the person of Michael Graham Jr., originally from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma there. Probably like less than 24 hours from where Derek Sally flipped his commitment from Minnesota to K-State. Yeah, it was like less than 48 hours. Yeah, so I'm getting this off of, yes, 24/7 Sports. And, oh, how about, speaking of Power Cat podcast, Cole Carmody, part of that. I'm getting this off of his little article right here from 27 Sports there. So for the second time, yeah, for less than 48 hours from when Sally did it, Michael Graham announced his commitment last week there, and he's also too from Hutchinson, Kansas, or not Hutchinson, Kansas, well, Hutchinson Community College. Well, you know, I know that college. Why? Because I went to a junior college, Barton County Community College. So yeah, I know all about that as well. He was a three, according to 24/7 JUCO, is a 3-star. He's fourth ranked safety. Looks like, if I'm reading these numbers correctly, he's ranked the fourth rated safety coming out of here, 44th nationally and just outside the top 10 in safeties in the state of Oklahoma. If I'm reading this correctly, that is right. It's the Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports. Michael Graham Jr., one of two Hutchinson Community College transfers now, flipped their original commitment, and now they're coming to Kansas State in part of that class of 2026. Eddie Greer here for this rare recruiting edition of the Provo Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports, while the snow has picked up here in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm pretty sure it's doing the same thing right now in Manhattan, Kansas, if not even worse there as well. Graham and Sally visited Manhattan earlier this month and served as significant road victories over recruiting rival PJ Fleck in Minnesota there as well. So staying on Graham here, he's been, according to 24/7 Sports and Cole Carmody, a ball hawk in the secondary. Graham for Hutchinson had 20 tackles, a sack, one fumble recovery, and 6 interceptions there. He helped Hutchinson to an undefeated season and number one ranking in the country. Graham has an opportunity to play early at K-State. With the graduation of VJ Payne, and who knows, maybe even more than that, because obviously we're in the current college era to transfer portal in NIL. If you've been an everydayer of this podcast, I have said this time in and time out. Time out again. So again, you're losing, for sure, VJ Payne and maybe others as well. I think Gunnar Maldonado is also going to be headed out the door as well. I don't have the football roster in front of me right now there as well. And according to the article, Graham was a former high school quarterback there as well. So you have that going on as well. Some attributes here. Michael Graham shows good speed and ball skills on tape. Also able to read plays and cover the top of the defense there. Graham could be an idea candidate to play deep in the Joe Klinerman system there. A solid tackle in space. Graham is not afraid to help in the run game either. Looks like also he was compared to one fame K-State alum. He's not necessarily alum because he ended up transferring his senior year. That we're talking about Kobe Savage. Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah, so he was compared to him a little bit there as well. So MJ Graham becomes a 19th commitment in the 2026 class, which now could, and this is what blows my mind. This is what I'm talking about. This is what is blowing my mind. I'm having trouble trying to put two and two together, right? This Graham, the 19th commitment in the 2026 class for K-State football next fall. This latest commit could vault them in the top 50. This is why I don't understand. We're pointing out, this is why I was blown away by how this, and again, this is solely kudos to Taylor Bratt in the recruiting class, right? Taylor Bratt, it takes a lot of pride. Y'all should know that name. Y'all don't know that name, I don't know what y'all been doing, but he takes a lot of pride, K-State, obviously. And he heads that staff. And he, by themselves, and I'm taking Chris Kleiman out of the picture for a minute. He by himself in that recruiting team deserves a lot of kudos, because you're pointing out 6-6 product on the field, and yet somehow putting up top 50 recruiting classes for the last several years now, back to back, if I'm not mistaken here. And Avery Johnson, at the time, Avery Johnson and several others at the time were one of the best, if not the best class to come to K-State. But yet when you all look, and unfortunately, yes, injuries happen. Unfortunately, we all understand that and whatnot. You can't control injuries, whatnot. It's going to happen. It's kind of the X factors, if you will, of football and really any sport for that matter. But what I'm saying is, you're putting out top 50 classes, recruiting classes into your school, your program, and you're putting out 500 productivity on the field. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand it whatsoever. That's the frustrating part about it, because this season obviously was an opportunity yet again, and I don't need to put this in the football podcast, football show, but here we are. I have to put it into it because, again, things just don't line up. there when a team that was supposed to be right there in the thick of the Big 12 chase again stumbles out of its blocks and can't recover. It just doesn't make sense. So again, it's just a lot of questions. There are going to be more questions, more response, trying to figure out why, you know, this team is recruiting well for the last several years now, but yet when it comes to the football field, I don't know. And then also the depth situation there. Oh, that's a whole nother topic there. As well, we talked about depth over the summer, whether it's me on the show by itself or even with myself and Alex Aiden over the Podbean app, the depth of this team. And that's why, you know, when we get down to these other players, they're not good enough. It is what it is. So again, I mean, that's kind of the thing. Or at this point last year, everybody talked about we need to make staff changes and whatnot. There are staff changes made, but were the right ones? I can't answer that. Only Chris Kleiman, head coach's football team, can't answer that. I can't answer that over here in Kansas City, Missouri. I can't answer that while it's sitting out here snowing 2-3 feet. So those are the questions we have to be asking ourselves as the fan base. You know, why? You know, it's great and all to have the best, one of the top 50 class, because obviously we're Kansas State, and if we continue to put out that type of product on the field, we're not going to be up in the mix every year. We should have been. When soon as Texas and Oklahoma left, Kansas State had the opportunity to assert themselves as one of to replace. I'm not saying exactly place Texas and Oklahoma, because we're not going to get. This program has not relied on the number ones, number twos, the number threes, the top fives in its athletes in the state. This program reminded us, Brian Hanley reminded us, that this program relies on the top JUCOs in the state of Kansas. That beats up on the big dogs, right? That was a good friendly admirer of that. So if we continue to put that type of product on the field, I don't know. I don't know what's going to give right there as well. But, hey, I mean, somehow, some way, in a span of less than 48 hours, we somehow flipped two commits over to Kansas State for next year. Yeah, Graham, I agree. Graham could definitely see the field. We're just going to see how all of it shakes out. And then, of course, on the other side, the wide receiver position, as we have hammered on this show repeatedly, that, you know, all this talk every year about potential wide receivers being that dude and not panning out, you know, so it's just going to have to wait and see and all that. But Michael Graham, the latest commit to the K-State, now added to the latest commit flip to the 2026 K-State recruiting class of 2026 there. So that's two flips in the last couple of days there. So that's all Taylor Bratt right there. So I give him and his recruiting staff a lot of credit. And yeah, Chris Kleiman has to handle it to him a little bit, but I'm taking him out of the equation right now to give Taylor his brats. I'm sorry. Taylor his kudos there on what he's done. Obviously, he bleeds purple, and so we're just going to have to see. Obviously, the question is, you know, Avery putting out there after the game that, and rightfully so, he's got to think, talk to his family and pray about it, and the usual, all right, you know, I got to think about this. Let me pray about it. Let me talk to everybody, that my parents and everybody else about the situation, and I'll get to him later, but later back at. So we just have to see. There's a lot of questions about this roster, and we might be seeing another turnover. And obviously, reading up on JB Price, we'll have another separate episode on him. He just put his name in the transfer portal as well. So yeah, there's gonna be guys heading out. Guys headed out. So we already, Dylan Edwards already in that portal, and JB Price, we'll come back to it, because that's gonna be a whole another episode there as well. But Michael Graham, your latest commit, the K-State there, last week there, after just a couple of days after Derek Sally Jr. flipped his commit from Minnesota to K-State. So this is going to be something that we're going to have to come back to a lot as we enter into the new year 2026, as we're about to, as you say, enter the new year of 2026. I cannot see who would have thought it, right? Who would out here, Kansas City, Missouri, the first day of December, the first snow day, and could be cause some more coming up, obviously. incredible stuff. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. But you gotta love the commitment of Michael Graham choosing Kansas State there as his next destination to play college football. And Pro Punchline Podcast, all things Kansas sports, you can get it where our podcasts are found free and available daily. Or when I have a chance to record K-State content. I mentioned the Podbean app just a while ago. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-D Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-D Podcast. For more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there, myself and Alex A. We'll get together at some point this week. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. But I'm sure Alex has his thoughts as well on his K-State football team not living up to expectations in 2025. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pro Punchline Podcast. Hope everyone has had a happy Thanksgiving, safe one. And, man, if you're traveling today, going to work, I know it was adventurous, as I say, out there again. It didn't start sticking snow until I got back from my snow run. So that was interesting. It's already interesting there here in the Midwest, and it's only the beginning, folks. So there's that. But anyways, a rare recruiting episode here on the Pro Barcher Podcast once again as Michael Graham, MJ Graham, makes his commitment to K-State. He's a defensive back safety, and he's definitely going to be in the running for some playing time when the fall 2026 rolls around for K-State. But K-State football has unfinished business, though. So let's not forget about that. We don't even know where we're going to go for a bowl game and the opponent they're going to face. We'll find that out on Sunday. That we do know of for sure. Alex A. out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a snowy day. Monday, December 1st, 2025, here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. Well, cats.